In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we have the, what is called the Ancestors Saturday, or the Parents Saturday, which commemoration of all those who have departed from this life into eternal life. And we have these services periodically, and we are commemorating all those who have actually fell asleep from all the time, from the beginning of the creation. And we're asking the Lord to forgive them all their sins and to bring them into the kingdom of heaven. It's a wonderful, wonderful services that we had yesterday, special services for the departed, where we're recounting every type of death that they may have come across in this world. And through sickness, through famines, through all kinds of things, it all being recalled in the canon that we have read. My beloved, let's remember that our God is not God of dead, but He is God of the living. And to our God, we all living, those who are living here on this earth temporarily, and those who are in the kingdom of heaven, and they are still all alive. And we, and our God wants everyone to be rejoicing with Him, and the guardian and the angels, and all the heavenly hosts, and all the saints to be all together and glorifying Him and rejoicing in His presence. My beloved, we have to work harder. We have to pray harder for those who have departed. And we have to continue to love them. Not only our relatives, but all those who have departed this life. And in whatever conditions they may have been, we have to pray to the Lord that He will forgive them their sins. For most of the time, the people, when we commit sins, we don't know what we're doing. We're blinded by the trickery of the enemy, and we're falling for, we're being fooled, and we are enticed by the sins, and we commit them, and only later on, and to the glory of our God, that He allows us many times, just before even we die, to remember all our sins, and to really to confess them, and feel sorry for what we have done. We know that about those who have not been able to do that, but those who have tried to live a kind life and love the Lord and love their neighbors, and that even if they didn't quite make it yet to the kingdom of heaven, that's why the church has installed these special services for the departed, so that we will help them along and to bring them to the kingdom of heaven, even if they're not there yet. While they're still not the last judgment, we still have a chance to help everyone, and even those who have not even made it to heaven. We can help them to get in there by our fervent prayers, and by giving alms for them, and by loving them and loving our Lord and begging Him to bring him in the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. May God help us to remember our departed. And I know that those who have made it to the kingdom of heaven, they are praying for us. Every time they hear us, when we're trying to pray for them, they're praying for us. And even when we forget them, they're still praying for us, because they have God's love in their heart, because they love everybody and they want everybody's salvation. They're following in the footsteps of the Lord Himself, who wants everybody to be saved, not anybody to perish. And the Mother of God and all the saints and all those who have made it to the kingdom of heaven, they're all praying for us, that we will come to our senses and accept the narrow thorny way which leads to the kingdom of heaven, and to love our Lord with our heart, mind, and soul, and might, and to love our neighbor and our friends and enemies as ourselves. Amen. God bless you.